at a private school, Radford, and for the regional service center, Region 19,
mm-hmm.
testing kids individually
mm-hmm.
in from early infancy clear up through community college adults.
Mm-hmm.
People with learning problems, learning disabilities was my specialty.
Yeah, that must have been a very interesting job.
Yes, uh-huh. It was, and it was that was a big part of my work life as counselor and diagnostician. I was always on the side of the child, and by, you know, a very important part of it, the parent. Every child that I tested, I was able to tell them, the child themselves, you know, the areas in which they were competent
mm-hmm.
and the areas in which they needed help. And I worked very hard to get it across to the parents, their position in working with the schools to get adequate education. I helped to found Association for Children Learning Disabilities in El Paso, which is part of state and national organization. And I worked at state level, was president for 2 terms,
mm-hmm.
and at national level was on their nominating committee and several committees. So I consider that my contribution, especially maybe when it comes to vocational education for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get a state ruling reversed that children identified as learning disabilities, they said
mm-hmm.
at first they could not participate in vocational education
mm-hmm.
at the level that was designed for the economically disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason, basically. Federal law did not prohibit it. So we got that reversed, and that was rather remarkable.
Yeah.
In that I had to go to Austin and face to face with the Commissioner of Education.
Right.
So
wow.
That was fun.
Are you involved in any other organizations in El Paso?
Not in the last few years. I've increased my activities at church.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, simply because it takes up a lot of time, not, you know, I no longer am part of the El Paso group, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do attend things like the Arts and Resources concert down at the Chamizal last night. Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there was only about 8,000 people there. It was fun.
That's neat. Wow.
I do a lot of fun things,
mm-hmm.
you know, opera and the vocal music stuff.
Mm-hmm. You go to it or you participate in it?
I had participated. Now I just attend and support financially.
What's your ultimate ancestry? Do you know?
My father was Dutch English. My mother was Scotch Irish English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you call your mother?
Mom.
And how about your father?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He died when we were fairly young, so it didn't really evolve. And he was not, you know, demanding of formal address like father,
mm-hmm.
but dad or daddy.
Did you have some friends where they did demand a formal address?
I don't know. I think most of them were rather informal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.